The tax rebate and school spending deal announced by Governor Tony Evers and legislative Republicans will get a vote today. Not everyone is on board. It's Wednesday, May 13th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, a dramatic moment in Superior as the mother of a man shot and killed by police confronts the city's police chief.
You know, he was shot in the back of his head. He was down on the ground.
And new school report card rankings find Wisconsin behind most states in math and reading. Stay with us.
There's a certain spirit about being a Wisconsinite.
On Wisconsin Weekend, we celebrate that by exploring the stories that make the state special.
And we meet people doing interesting things who don't always make it into the headlines.
Connect with your Wisconsin community on Wisconsin Weekend.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10 on WPR News.
Some Democrats are criticizing a legislative deal up for a vote in the legislature today that would trade tax relief for education funding. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, they say it doesn't do enough for schools.
Governor Tony Evers has touted the deal he struck with legislative Republicans as a big win for schools. It would split more than $600 million between general school aides and special education reimbursement. But some in his party say it doesn't do enough. During a meeting of the legislature's budget committee on Tuesday, Senator Kelda Royce, a Democrat from Madison who is running for governor, said it's an irresponsible use of the state surplus.
This is a deal that does not help us fix the significant long-term structural problems we had.
Experts say the plan's boost to special education funding is substantial, but it won't end local referendums on raising property taxes. Republicans say this is a compromise that will relieve soaring property tax rates. On Even Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Pleasant Prairie-based Uline is looking to pause the development of a more than 1 million square foot distribution center in Kenosha. The company asked the city for a 12-month extension on a conditional use permit that would allow it to postpone construction until 2027 or later. Uline says the decision was driven by economic uncertainty and available warehouse space in the region. Brad Folkert is director of construction at Uline. He says the company anticipates ultimately moving forward with the project without making changes to plans already approved by the city. The Kenosha Plan Commission recommended the City Council approve the extension. It would give Uline until June 2027 to apply for a construction permit. The company, a distributor of shipping, package, and industrial supplies, has been growing in recent years. It opened the state's largest warehouse in 2024. The grieving mother of a man shot and killed by a Superior police officer last month interrupted a department update on recent shootings in the city. As Danielle Kading reports, she told the city's police chief that her son didn't deserve to die during a press conference yesterday.
On Sunday, the city had its third police-involved shooting in 6 months. Last month, a Superior officer shot and killed David Donald Ducato Menton. At a press conference, Superior Police Chief Paul Winterscheidt played body cam footage of the incident.
Put your hands behind your back now!
Superior's police chief called the man a violent armed individual. The man's mother, Vicki Menton, interrupted, saying her son didn't deserve to die.
I want to know the truth. I mean, it's justice. You know, he was shot in the back of his head. He was down on the ground.
The findings of a state investigation into the shooting have been forwarded to the Douglas County District Attorney, who will decide whether the officer's response was appropriate. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin ranks 33rd out of 38 states in math and 30th out of 35 states in reading. That's according to a new report from the Education Scorecard released by the Center for Education Policy Research at Harvard University. The analysis did find some bright spots in the state. School districts in Fond du Lac, Cedarburg, and Waukesha are outperforming their peers in both math and reading. Fond du Lac Superintendent Matt Steinbarth says their work began in 2020.
I think one of the biggest things is ensuring that our principals can be in all data meetings and working side by side with their staff in terms of knowing the curriculum needs as well as how to help students reach that next level of learning.
The Hamilton, Elmbrook, and Verona area school districts are outperforming peers in math. Racine Unified School District and West Appear are emerging as reading leaders. Republicans running for a northern Wisconsin House seat are attacking fellow GOP candidate Michael Alfonso for appearing in a reality show with his father-in-law, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Rich Kramer reports.
The multi-part series documents a Duffy family road trip across the nation. It's funded by some of the transportation industry companies Duffy regulates and is aimed at promoting tourism. Alfonso, a 26-year-old first-time candidate, is one of four Republicans vying for the 7th Congressional District seat being vacated by GOP Congressman Tom Tiffany. Alfonso appears in one of the first shots of the series trailer as the Duffy family walks into the White House to meet with President Donald Trump. A statement from Republican candidate Kevin Hermaning said the Duffys had, quote, made the swamp their family business. Republican challenger Jesse Eben accused Alfonso of treating the 7th District campaign like a reality TV audition. An Alfonso campaign spokesperson said he was glad to participate in the series that celebrates America. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a story from Wisconsin Life about seeing your parents dance together. That's right after this.
Are you an educator looking for ready-to-use classroom content and engaging professional learning? Visit pbswisconsineducation.org for free videos, games, lessons, and more, built to spark curiosity and support state standards. From writing and Wisconsin history to science and music, find what you need at pbswisconsineducation.org.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Carl Christensen with a story about how watching your parents dance as a child shapes the legacy you leave behind with your own children.
Have you ever been at a wedding and caught a glimpse of your parents slow dancing? Maybe you marveled, or maybe you cringed, but I'm willing to bet you felt something. Jan Larson shares a story about how watching her parents dance in the kitchen brought her comfort as a child, and now as a mother as she watches her children forge their own affections.
The legacy parents leave their children isn't always easy to spot. On those rare occasions when we get a glimpse of something good, it is oh so sweet. As a child, I delighted in my father's nightly ritual. He would sneak up on my mother as they cleared away the dinner table or wiped down the countertops, and what was our kitchen transformed into their private ballroom dance floor. I only have eyes for you. He crooned tenderly as he wrapped his arms around her, his face nestled into that space along the back of her neck and shoulder. Gently, he twirled her around, ignoring her mock protests, and swept her into his arms in a glide across the linoleum floor. The moment was brief, enchanting, and one that left a young child certain of her parents' love. All was right with the world. Some years later, I met and married my own darling. And then, one night while tidying the kitchen, I felt his arms wrap around me, hands turning me to face him as he guided me in our own dance across the hardwood floor. Happy tears pricked at my eyes as he twirled me, pulled me close, and then finished with the big dip. As toddlers, our children squealed with pleasure at Daddy's strength and the light in Mom's eyes. As teens, they offered eye rolls, shoulder shrugs, and the predictable, get a room, to which we replied, we have a license, marriage that is, to do this. But underneath the playful teasing, our children too were certain of their parents' love. And again, all was right with the world. Not too long ago, our eldest son stopped in for a Saturday brunch. As logs crackled in the fireplace and music filled our home, I busied myself in the kitchen. The little boy who once reached up to me, now a young man, put his hands on my shoulders and turned me to face him, pulling me toward him for his own dance. As we swayed to the music, he looked down. "I want to be like you," he said. Stunned, my response was brutally honest. "Why?" He tossed his head back in a brief laugh. "I just do." All my mistakes, all my flaws flashed through my mind. This would not do. I did not want to waste the moment. But what to say? "Take the good, but leave the rest," I fairly pleaded. Another light laugh. "Okay, Mom." I realize now I don't need to fear for my son. He knows my flaws, yet finds reason to love. Perhaps in following his father's example, taking our dance and making it his own, he already has claimed the best we have to offer. If the legacy of children being certain of love is what we leave behind, then sweet is the knowledge that all will be right with the world.
Jan Larson is a journalist and professor at UW-Eau Claire. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Carl Christensen.
And now for a look at your forecast. Today, expect breezy and cool conditions, mostly cloudy, then more sun by the afternoon, especially in the west and south. Highs likely to reach in the mid-50s to mid-60s. And then tonight, mainly clear and chilly with scattered frost in the north. Expect lows in the 30s. And then tomorrow, tranquil and pleasant. Sunshine with some high clouds late in the day and highs in the mid-60s to low 70s. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producer today was Deneen Smith. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.